This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I'd like to give a pro tip here. If you live in Florida and your wife has a shotgun, don't argue with her.
Wow, ever. That's a very sage advice.
It's a really good advice.
My story, too, is out of Florida. You know how if you're driving fast,
because
you get the tunes cranked up and some songs make you go fast?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're going to be able to use that as an excuse if you ever get pulled
over. Depends on the song, my friend.
Okay.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
21-year-old Richard Lee Orteco was cruising through Florida.
Yeah!
He was like jamming out the tunes and stuff, cranking them up, and it made him go 120 miles an hour on
I-95.
120.
You're pretty much doubling whatever speed limit
you're
at. There's nobody okay.
He was flying. He got pulled over. He told the officers, I was listening to this rap song. It's called Asiento Viente, which is Spanish for 120. So it's like, it's not my fault. The song said I was supposed to go.
I was listening to Sammy Hagar. I can't drive 55.
Right.
And the cop just let him go. He's like, oh, man, yeah, great song.
The cop said, oh, I'm sorry, dude. No, we're going to have to bust you for fleeing from police, reckless driving, and drug possession. So, you know, it's cool to drive fast to a song, but you can't really blame.
Find a song that says 32 and just drive that. We got to write songs that are about school zone speed limits. My story also out of Florida.
Woo!
Cops were called to the scene of a shooting.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, there was a husband and wife there. When the cops got there, the husband or the wife said, oh, I was trying to teach. He was trying to teach me how to aim a shotgun, and I accidentally shot at his right knee.
Jeez.
When they took his statement, he said, well, we were in an argument, and she was trying to fire a warning shot.
At my knee.
She literally looked at him and said, stop talking, or I will fire a warning shot. And she did.
Dang.
She broke his femur with bird shots.
Ouch, ouch.
He is in the hospital, but is expected to be okay.
Wow.
She is in jail.
Okay.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the Radio.com app.